Kun Lenin Abla Gemara, we're on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of this difficult sugya of Rav Chanina's Gan Koinim, and we're trying to. Tezvav. Thank you. I'm all flustered here. Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of the sugya of trying to understand what Rameya was saying. Rameya said that Erev Pesach come 11 o'clock, you can burn all the chametz together. You don't have to be concerned about truma, whether it's tahar pure, whether it's contaminated. And generally, you have to be careful. You're not allowed to contaminate truma. But here, since you cannot eat it anyway, you can burn it all together. And even though the prohibition of eating it at 11 o'clock is only midirabbanan, and you're upscaling it by making it tamei mahatera, nevertheless, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to put them all together. And he learned it from their words. So we're assuming he learned from Rabbi Chanina's words, because he learned Rabbi Chanina differently than the way we learned. Here Rabbi Chanina, who said that you can take kachim, there's a low-level tumah, and when you burn it, you can upscale the tumah as well. And the low-level tumah, the way Rabbi Meir understood it, is it's a tumah that's only a class 3, a tier 3, and it's only from the Rabbanon, and you get it in touch with, you get it contacting a clay rishon. Tumah of that's Mahatira, and it's a number Rishon, so you're elevating it to its status from third tier to second tier, plus you're elevating it from the Rabbanon to the Torah, and nevertheless, you're allowed to do that. So it shows that once something is Tameh, the fact is you cannot eat it, it doesn't matter if you elevate it. So we're talking about you did it at it has to be done at 11 o'clock. In other words, Rameya is saying, but if you did it at 10 o'clock, there's no way you can put together Truma Tahar with Truma Tummy, because at 10 o'clock, you're still allowed to eat it. So you have no right, even though it's about to be burnt in an hour or two, it doesn't give you the right to, at the moment, presently, to go and up and increase that Truma. Okay, that's the answer we had so far. The Gemara now will give a totally different answer. And then this answer is based on the concept that since it's going to be burnt anyway, it's going to be lost anyway, it doesn't matter whether you destroy it, whether you contaminate it. It could be 9 o'clock in the morning. You're still allowed to take Truma Torah and join with Truma Tumeya, because you know at 11 o'clock you can destroy it. So what's the difference? Not because it's already Pasul Midrabanan. Nothing to do with Pasul. The fact that you cannot eat from it in 2 hours, 3 hours, that's enough. And this is based nothing to do with our Mishnah of Chanina, Rabbi Kiva, but rather Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. If you remember Rabbi Yesi, who argued Rabbi Meir, and I'll do that, brought in Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. So now we're going to try to work out what's Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, and why he brought it in, and what impact it's having this argument. Says the Gemara. Okay. Amar Ishlaki, two lines from the top. Our Mishnah is talking about of Hatumah the Raisa. Forget this last answer. The Rishon the Tumah is Tomei Mehatera. The Vlad Hatumah and the Vlad Hatumah, let's call it a third tier or Shlishi, is also the Raisa. Everything is Mehatera. And what? And you're taking, and according to Rav Chanina, you're taking a level 3 and bring it up to level 2, which therefore has no impact whatsoever on Meir's situation where you're taking Truma Tahira and contaminating it. But my midivrei, what Rameh said from their words, he meant midivrei Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbi Yeshua, from the words of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Says he went, hi Rabbi Yeshua, what are we talking about? Which Rabbi Yeshua is it? So we're going to first bring one Rabbi Yeshua and discount it, but bring another one. Elaimel, if you're going to say, Rabbi Yeshua, Father Yeshua, now we learn in a Mishnah Chavish, a barrel of Truma, Shenreilid, Losavik, Truma, and suddenly you have a question whether it is Tameh. Now the person walked in who was Tameh, you don't know whether he came in contact with this barrel or not. Rabbi Lezer says, well, it's a Safik Truma. Im hoisim menachas, we got to be careful. You got to still safeguard. Even though technically you're not allowed to eat from a Safik Truma, you still have to protect it from becoming worse. So therefore, if it was makom haturf in an open area, yandichen makom hamusna, put it in somewhere discreet. Im hoisim megula, if it was exposed, yichasena, cover it. Because you still have to maintain, when Torah says you have to guard my Truma, even to protect it from having another layer of Truma on it. Rabbi Shua, I mean, no. Once you cannot eat from it, what's the point of protecting it? He says, even though it's written through Moisai, my two Truma is protected, I look at the sieve, it says Trumasi, my Truma single, only Truma Torah you have to protect. But once you cannot eat from it, it's a suffix, you no longer have to protect it. Sure, if it was in a discreet place, in an open place, if it was concealed, you go land and you open it. Says, how can you compare? how can you compare Rabbi Lezer Bishua's case to our case? Hassan, what are you doing? Rabbi Yeshua says that since you cannot eat from it, it doesn't matter if you make it tummy. But he doesn't say you actively are contaminating. All he said is you can leave it out and expose, you can leave the cover off, it doesn't matter. But I'm not the one who's going to make it tummy. In Ramea's case, I am actively taking truma, which is tayr, and putting it together with truma, that's tummy. Where does he get license to do that? Hassan, Grambam is only a cause. Hacha be a dime. He's doing it proactively. Now, we learned an interesting case. The case is as follows. You have a barrel on top and a barrel on the bottom. And the barrel on the top, let's say wine. The barrel on top is truma and tar. The barrel on the bottom is chulin, which is tummy. Now, the barrel on top suddenly is tipping over or breaking, and it's going to all fall into the barrel on the bottom. What happens when it falls on the bottom? Two things are going to happen. If let's say the truma was tar, falls into the chulin, then nobody can eat from it except a kohen. But if the truma is tame and falls into the chulin, so not only can no longer anybody eat that truma, nor can anybody drink from the chulin, because it's truma mixed in with the chulin. A Yisrael cannot eat it because it's truma. A kohen cannot eat it because it's tame. So you're going to have a double loss. Now, the question is, you have two possibilities. You can catch another barrel, get another barrel or jugs that are tar, or you can get jugs that are tummy. Obviously, if you can get a jug that's tar, you have to use the jug that's tar. If you can get a jug that's tar versus a barrel that's tummy, you have to get the jug that's tar. What happens if you don't have access to a jug that's tar? The only thing you have access to is a jug that's tummy. So what you're going to do is, if you're going to catch all that wine that's coming out from that barrel of truma tahara, you are physically going to contaminate it. But on the other hand, you're protecting a loss that the chul in the barrel on the bottom won't get ruined. Are you permitted? And furthermore, if you did nothing, that barrel of wine on the top, anyway, you couldn't drink because it would fall into the chulin on the bottom and they get mixed together and nobody could drink it. Not a Yisrael because it's truma, not a kohen because it's tummy. So since you cannot drink from it anyway, can you at least go ahead and actively make it tummy to protect or to save, rescue your barrel on the bottom? So here we have an argument of Lezim Yeshua. Now we learned, Chavish is a barrel, Kimishin is a broke begasel yaina, and above, the wine barrel is above, a tachtoine chulin, the bottom barrel is chulin, tmein, that's tummy. Should both agree. If you have a jug that you can protect a revius of tar, the yatzil, you should go ahead and protect it, even though as a result you could have gotten a much bigger barrel of tummy. But even as a result of that, the rest of the truma will fall into the chulin and it will get ruined. So be it. You cannot go and do anything about it. As long as you can save a revius, then you should do it. Even though it takes longer to find your kalim to him, it doesn't matter. However, why? Because you have no right to contaminate the truma on top, truma teira. Even though as a result of that, it's going to cause a loss in the chulun, too bad. However, ve'im lav, let's say you have no access to teira at all. The only thing you have access to is barrels of jatame. The question is, are you allowed to be metame actively the wine from the top barrel in order to, anyway, because anyway, it's going to be, you cannot eat from it because it's going to fall into the chulun, that's tummy in the bottom. In order to protect the chulin on the bottom, Rabbi Shua says, "Af yitamen." Rabbi Lezer says, "Teide, let it fall down with titma the al yitamen miyad." You have no right to go ahead and to contaminate it, even in this instance. Because the Torah says, "As long as the truma is tar, you cannot contaminate it." Rabbi Shua says, "Af yitamen miyad." You can go out there actively and make it tummy because anyway, you won't be able to drink from it. At least you're protecting your chulin. So that's his proof. The proof is Rabbi Shua. You see, forget about tuma. He's saying, Rabbi Shua is saying here, that since you cannot eat from it, it's therefore there's no longer any purpose in protecting it. So the same thing with chametz, says Ameir. Since you can no longer eat this chametz, comes 11 o'clock, so therefore you're allowed to make a tummy. Says, so why does it say midivreim from their words in plural, which sounds like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chanina, midvar Rabbi Boyle? It's only a single, alone opinion, Rabbi Shua. He should have said from his words. So Gemara says, so what Amei said Medivrein was saying now, he didn't mean the first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina. What he meant was, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, it's not even mentioned in our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yossi brings it up after it. Hachikamer, Mimachle Kusan Shir Rabbi Lezer Shua Lamadnu. From their words, I understand. They can not prove it to you. The Tony we learned, Moida Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer Shua, Moida. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Lezer Shua is Moida. So it's clearly that's the discussion about Rabbi Lezer Shua, and we're talking about both of them. Nachman actually said the same thing. So therefore, he's not learning anything from Chanina. But Kivik is totally different there. It's a Rei Tummy, just elevating it to a different label, different class. He meant it wasn't Yeshua. So Eish, I'll ask you a question. There's a Braisa, Rav Nachman, a question from a Braisa. In this Braisa, it seems that the Rameh's proof was not from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua, rather from Rabbi Chanina. This is what happens. Rabbi Yaisi, who argues in our Mishnah, says you cannot compare the two, adds a few words in the Braisa. Ein ha'nodon doim l'raya. So he says, she'kashahidu Rabbi Seinu, because this, what you're trying to bring a proof from, to corroborate your opinion. When they testified, amahidu, what was the case? Im ala basar shenitma bevlad ha'tumel. You had meat that became tamei from bevlad ha'tumel, let's say a shlishi. In the way we concluding motor or shayni shesorifin oisa imabosa shenitma avatumah that you're burning together with meat from a carbon that became tame from an avatumah from a person, let's say you touched a corpse, so this meat now is a rishon zet tame vezet tame, at least both of them are tame. That's the case over there. They're both tame, just you elevated to a high from a shlishi to a shayni. Therefore, he says you're allowed to burn them together. And what does that have to do with your case of chametz when it's pure truma tahira? And so too, Rabbi Kiva, im ala shemen, shenifsu b'tvul yom, and have oil that became tame by touching to a tvul yom, a guy who went to the mikveh has to wait till sunset. So he has a din of a shayni, a second tier, and the truma goes to a third tier, but doesn't go any further. So it's called pasul. Shemadlikinoisi, you're allowed to light it, b'ner shenit matameis, and you're allowed to put it inside a candle holder that became tame through touching a tame mace, which is either a rishon or even if it's metal, it's an avatum. Zeh pasul v'zeh tame. So you took something which anyway already had tum on it, and you elevated it from the level of pasul to the level of tame. Af onu meidim. We also agree. But truma shenit mas bevlada truma shesurf noisim truma shenit mas b'avatum. I agree. Everyone agrees that tuma that's already tame, you're allowed to elevate it. Avel heyich. But how can you nisiv hatluyim atmeya? How can you go ahead and burn truma? That is a doubt. I agree, he says, that if it's definitely tame, just a lower tier, and you're elevating to a higher tier, there's no question you're allowed to do that. There's nothing to protect anymore. But if you have truma, which is only a suffix, forget about truma, which is 100% tayr. You hold that even truma, you hold even truma, which is tayr, you're allowed to burn together with truma tame. I'm going to ask you, even a truma that's a suffix, if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and shows up and tells us that it's actually tayr, you are burning at the end truma tayr. What gives you that right? How can you go ahead and burn something with a suffix with tame? Shem yevel yovit and maybe they will come and we're tired. So therefore, I argue with you. So what is it from here, however, that Rabbi Yossi understood Rabbi Meir was learning from Rabbi Chanina, nothing to do with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua, as we'll soon see. So then, in fact, why did Rabbi Yossi introduce Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua? We'll see soon. Then he continued another matter. Hapigal, if a koyin shechts a carbon and had in mind the wrong time set. There's a time frame when you're allowed to eat it. He had in mind the wrong time frame or the wrong place. So that animal you can no longer eat. The hanoisa, left over the following morning, you have to burn it. Now, both of these cases, the rabbi stepped in and said that it's tame. Why? Because koinim, they hated that the person who brought the animal would deliberately ruin the carbon and say, oh yeah, I had the wrong place in mind. And we're learning Gemara Baba Kama that hey, whether he has to pay for damage or not. Machlekes. Because it's a hezek she'enu nikr, it's a damage which is not recognizable. And hezek she'enu nikr, according to Rav, you don't have, is not a hezek. But anyway, pigul and noisa. Noisa as well. We don't want koinim to be lazy. We want them to make sure that they finish. So, and v'hat tame. So we therefore, Rabbanu came along and said that noisa is tame. So therefore, when you're going to burn noisa, your tame, you're disqualified from working. Remember, you only work 1 week every 24 weeks. So you don't want to be disqualified. So hapigul v'hat noisa and take tame. And you want to burn them all together. So you have tumid de Rabbanon together with tumim de Torah. Bishami says, ain't this stuff, you can't. Or besilayim in this and gachas, he can burn together. But at least if he has tame mid Rabbanon, you join together. Now, this is, we're leading to our question. If you hold that Meir Medivir Rabbi Shua, come, if you're telling me that Rabbi Kuntur about Kapora, the whole answer, the Raya of Rameir is from Rabbi Shua, my Mahadil Rabbi Yasi. So why did Rabbi Yasi then talk to him about Rabbi Chanin's Gan Koinim in the Braisa? Why does he introduce Rabbi Chanin's Gan Koinim? Rameir also concedes we don't learn from Rabbi Chanin, I learn from Rabbi Shua. On the Nachman, Rabbi Yasi Lava Dait, Rabbi Yasi made a mistake. Who suffered? He thought Rameyim and Rabbi Chanina is going to come. He thought Rameyim is learning from Chanina. He said to him, what are you comparing Rabbi Chanina? This Tameh and you're elevating it to me. You're talking about a case which is questionable if it's Tameh, couldn't even be its Torah. And definitely in a case where it's Torah. So how in the world can you go ahead and take Truma Torah and mix it with Truma Tameh and burn it because it's Chametz? Va'amalei, and comes along and Rameyim, he says, I know, I'm not learning from Chanina, but Rabbi Yeshua ka'amina. I'm learning from Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua already said, 1 second, even Rabbi Shua, I feel Rabbi Shua, not me ain't here, me, even Rabbi Shua, it's wrong. The Hamaydi Rabbi Shua says, Rabbi Shua, I hold, if you have to burn the Truma Tahira separately, Truma Tameya. They are only arguing in the case where anyway it's going to become Tameh. Now, the one is going to ask a question, why? Isn't it very similar to Rameh's case? And over there, you can no longer eat from the wine. The Truma Torah is about to fall into the Chulin Tame, so you can no longer eat from it. Right now, it's still Torah, and he says you're allowed to go ahead with the Keli and to contaminate it to save your wine or Chulin the bottom. So Rameh says you're allowed to take Truma Torah and burn it, so it shouldn't be everybody, Rabbi Matzah. Says, Mother, Shiny Hossam is different. The Ike Hefset Chulin. There, we allow you to do it because to save your loss, a monetary loss. Here, by Pesach, there's no monetary loss, so therefore, who gives you the right? Have two fires. It's still a loss. It's a difference of having two fires, two pyres, or one pyre. One pyre costs less than having two pyres. So maybe that's why you're allowed to go ahead and burn, you know, save yourself some money and burn the two together. This old person said to him, if you're going to ruin the entire barrel of wine, that's a big loss. Rabasi said, Nabi Yechanan, the machlekes is b'sheish. Rabasi, Nabi Yechanan, the machlekes is only in 11 o'clock. Since it's asur midrabbanon, whether an isur midrabbanon enables you to go ahead and take that truma, which is only asur midrabbanon, and go ahead and contaminate it so that ma'atayri can no longer eat it. So it's a machlek that made Rabbi Yasi. Avo b'sheva, if it's 12 o'clock, when the Torah says you can no longer eat from the Truma, then according to everybody, you're allowed to burn it together because what are you protecting here? The Ibn Hakos, if you're allowed to burn it. Only the Rabbi Yasi, so let us say, Kesav Rabbi Yechon, so how do we understand our Mishnah? Mas listen, our Mishnah is, Ba'ov ha'tuma d'raisa. If the fact that Rabbi Yechon is saying, Rabbi Yechon holds, there's no difference whether it's becoming Tameh, or whether it's Issa, I don't care why you cannot eat it. If according to the Torah you cannot eat it, then according to everybody, you're allowed to contaminate it. If according to the Torah you could eat it, Rabban, you cannot eat it, that's the Machlekes Rameh Rabbi Yasi. That means if that's the version, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua doesn't, it has to do with Rabbi Chanina, whether it's Rabbanon or the Raisa, and that, you know, you're making a distinction if it's only Asim Rabbanon or Asim Mahatera. And that's the argument. That's Rabbi Lezer, that's Rabbi Chanina. Chanina, so therefore he understood. Rabbi Yechon hold Masnisin ba'ava tumah deraisa. This is Rabbi Meir saying. I'm learning from Rabbi Chanina. The Rishon tumah is tamim hatoyde. The Ladat tumah Rabbanon. The Shlishon tumah is tamim. Rabbanon was talking about a case where liquid touched a person who touched a dead body. That's a Rishon. Touched a vessel which became a Sheni. The vessel touched the meat which became a Shlishon. But it's only mid Rabbanon because liquid cannot be metami a vessel hatoyde. And therefore, the mayor says, oh, what do you see from there? You say the Rabbanon, it's only Tumid Rabbanon, yet you're allowed to elevate it to a Tumid Raisa. So, same here, it's only Asim Rabbanon Chametz. Therefore, you're allowed to elevate it to burn it completely with other things and contaminate it. Where do we have this distinction? Rabbanon Raisa, it's only Rabbi Chanina's words. So, Rabbi Yechon goes back to the first pshat we had that we're learning from Rabbi Chanina, not from Rabbi Yeshua. And he's learning Pshat in the Mishnah, like learned before, that it's the Rabbanon elevating to the Torah. Amalein, you're right. Itmar Nami actually learned. They said clearly. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Masnisin. Rabbi Yechon clearly said, Masnisin explicitly. Ba'avam stuma de Raisa, ba'avam stuma de Rabbanon. Umay me de Vreim Ramei said, I'm learning. Medivir b'chanin zagan koinim. Well, Machlek is the argument only b'sheish, only 11 o'clock. Avo b'sheva, but if it's 12 o'clock. Divre hakol sofin. Because if Ramei would learn for Rabbi Yeshua, then what's the difference if it's 11 o'clock? 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. According to Rabbi Yeshua, if you know for sure, definitely the wine on top is going to fall into the wine on the bottom and become ruined. You cannot eat it. There's no longer a mitzvah to safeguard it. When you have chametz 9 o'clock, since you're not planning to eat it, it's definitely going to turn into chametz and you have to get rid of it. So what's the chil of 9, 10, 11? You're allowed to go ahead and contaminate to get rid of it. So obviously, if you're making a distinction whether it's 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock, that'll machlek the Rabbi Yeshua about 11. 10 o'clock, everyone holds you not allowed to. 12 o'clock, everyone holds you allowed to. This difference can only be if you learn that Meir is learning from Rabbi Chanina. Okay? Leima Mesayele, I proved to you, Rabbi Yasi, in fact, Rabbi Yasi himself, Rabbi Yasi said, ha-pigul, he brings an example of pigul, noise, ba-ha-tame, that you're allowed to burn together. Remember, pigul, noise, ha-tame, in the Rabbanon. So we see, and he still holds you allowed to burn together. You know why? Because it's Rabbanon elevating to the Naisa. But if it wouldn't even be us at Rabbanon, you wouldn't be able to do that. So this distinction between the Rabbanon and the Raisa Anan, even though you can no longer eat from it, is only if you learn from Rabbi Chanina. Bishamay says, Ein Nisrafen Kachas, you cannot burn it together. Bishamay says, Nisrafen Kachas. Says the Gemara, Shiny Hossam, Eat Botum with Rabbanon. No, over there, it is Tamim with Rabbanon. You want to say that from there is a proof even more than that. But from there is a proof that 12 o'clock, when it's Osmatar, everybody agrees. And here we're talking about when it's not. When it's not Osir at all. L'chayda, there's Tamim with Rabbanon.
If not, I people let you die. So lame say, I bring you a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. What's the proof? Hapas sheipsha, you have bread that became stale. The nifshla melecha la adam. Chametz the din is that bread chametz remains chametz as long as it's edible. Even to an animal, it remains chametz. The moment that a dog can no longer eat it, if you ever look in these chametz lists, they'll tell you perfume is chametz because a dog can eat it. This isn't chametz because it's not ro l'achilas kelev. So the criteria is not human consumption. The criteria is if you can have enough from it, feeding it to your dog. Not sure exactly which dog they use to test all of these items, but a stale bread that became pusel disqualified from a person's human consumption, but by kelev yachal achla, but it's still edible for a dog. Metam me tumas eichun, so therefore it's still considered food, and it is tameh bikabeya, like any other tumah. The laws of tumah is that what? That it can be metameh in the size of an egg. V'nisrefes im hatmeya bepesach, and you're allowed to burn it together with tameh on Pesach, even if it's tumah that's tahira. Right, we're talking about even Truma Tahira, you're allowed to burn it on Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi is saying that, because Rabbi Yossi is the one who brought up this holiday of Pigul Nisa. Why are you allowed to burn Rabbi Yossi? You're not allowed to burn, you're not allowed to contaminate Truma Tahira. Why is he allowing in this case? Remember, according to Rabbi Meir, you don't need rotten bread. According to Rabbi Meir, even Truma Tahira, proper bread, you're allowed to burn. So it must be Rabbi Yossi, only stale bread. So therefore, stale bread is no longer fit for human consumption. And because it's no longer fit for human consumption, Rabbi Yossi is made that you're allowed to burn it. So 12 o'clock when Mahatayda is no longer fit for human consumption, or stale bread, which practically speaking is not fit for human consumption, even Rabbi Yossi is made you're allowed to physically go contaminate. Proves that Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Says, you want to know? Shiny hasam da for the balmu. You think that it's still food, but because practically speaking a person cannot eat it, Rabbi Yossi is made you're allowed to contaminate it, because even Mahatayda a person cannot eat it because it's rotten. No, the point over there is because it's not fit for human consumption, it's not food anymore. Not that it's food, but you cannot eat it. It's not food. And if it's not food, it's not considered truma anymore. And even Rabbi Yossi is made, if it's not food, you're allowed to go ahead and thing it. And what do you call it? And burn together with Trumat Meir. Says, "Well, Yehoch, if so, my Moider. If so, what do you mean that he's Moider? If Rameyer learns from Chanina, what do you mean when he say, what's Rabbi Yossi coming along? If you learn this part like Rabbi Yochanan here, the first part in the Gemara, that we're learning from Chanina, what's Rabbi Yossi introducing Moider, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua? They all agree that Rabbi Yeshua is Moider to Rabbi Lezer, that you burn each one separately. What's the relevance of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Meir is not learning from Rabbi, he's learning from Chanina. Says the Gemara, Yochi, my Moid Hochim, this is Rabbi Yisrael Meir. Afilu Rabbi Shua, even if you want to throw at me Rabbi Shua, who is so lenient, and the Makel, that he's so lenient that if you know inevitably it's not going to be eaten, that you can go ahead and contaminate it. Ki Makel Betluya, he was only lenient when it comes to a Suffolk Truma. He said, okay, well, since the fact is you cannot eat it because a Suffolk Truma Tumeya, therefore you can go ahead and contaminate it. Or but Tumeya. But to take truma, which is totally toy, which you're allowed to eat, as far as tumah is concerned, and you elevate and you touch, come in contact with tumah, who said? Loi. Says the Gemara, Yehoch, if so, am I ain't here, midi. So if so, why did the mayor, who learned from Chanina, was told by Rabbi Yossi that there is no comparison whatsoever? It's exactly the same thing. Because we're talking about 11 o'clock, which is also midirabbanon to eat chametz anymore, to join to Torah, it's the same thing like a piglin noiser, which is tumah midirabbanon, or it's the same thing like Chanina, who says, a vlad, which is tumah midirabbanon, you're allowed to elevate it. And the fact that you're saying to me, Rabbi Yossi agrees, 12 o'clock, Rabbi Yossi agrees, 12 o'clock, you're allowed to contaminate it, which Rabbi Yossi holds, I don't care if why you cannot eat it. Is it because of tumah or is it because of chametz? Since the fact is that you cannot eat it, therefore you're allowed to go ahead and contaminate it. Not because it's tameh, because it's chametz. So Rameh, who takes a step further, even when it's only asur midrabban at 11 o'clock, and he learns it from Rabbi Chanina. So why does it say Einam Lamida? That's a wrong comparison. What's going on here? Over here we're talking about meat that became tameh from Vlad Hatumer, right? Meat became tameh from a Rishon or a Sheni, became a Shlishi. Shenitmu machmasheret. We're talking about that mashkin, liquid, that became tameh from a sheretz, and then touches this meat. So this meat is a Sheni. And there's an argument if mashkin has the capacity to be metameh others. In other words, Rameya will hold that Mashkin can it itself may become Tamei Mahatari like Shmuel, but to Metame others is only Midrabbanan. So he's going to learn Rabbi Chanina is talking about Midrabbanan. We gave before other examples how it's Midrabbanan. Now we're giving another example that the Rishon, the meat became Tamei through Mashkin. That means that Mashkin touched a Sheretz. And then, which is a Rishon, then this Mashkin touched this meat of a carbon of Kachim, and according to Rameya, it's only Tamim Midrabanan. And then you want to burn it together with a Rishon that's Mahatayda, and Rachini says you're allowed to. So it proves that if it's Asim Midrabanan, even though the Tayda says you can eat it, the fact that you cannot eat it, you're allowed to, there's nothing to safeguard anymore, you're allowed to contaminate. But Rabbi Yosi holds that Mashkin is metame others mahatayda. So therefore, Rabbi Chanina's case is came tamim mahatayda, a lower level, but mahatayda is tamim, so you're allowed to increase it. But you, Rabbi Meir, is talking about 11 o'clock when Chametz is only us in the Rabbanon. Where's your proof that you're allowed to elevate from the Rabbanon to the Torah? 12 o'clock, I'll agree with you, you're allowed to mix it together. That's what you're saying. You're saying, Mother, Hocha bebasa, mi chenitmo, mi mashkin bekem tami, through liquid chenitmo, mach mashedet, bekem tami from mashedet. But also, Rameya tamei, Rameya's kissing his view, Rabbi Yisya tamei, Rameya's kissing his view, Rameya tamei, damar, tumas mashkin le tamei, achen de Rabbanon, Rameya's view that says that mashkin is tamei, mid Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yosi the Tamei, Rabbi Yosi the Rambam says, Tumas Mashkin, the Tamei Chen, the Raisa, that Tumas Mashkin to Metame others is Mahatayda. What's the story? Tanya, we learned. And that's what the next Gemara, the next few pages will be about liquids, whether liquids, the three ways of learning, that liquids can be Metame others from the Torah. Definitely eat itself as tummy from the Torah if it touches a sheretz. That liquids in itself becomes tummy Mahatayda, but it cannot be Metame others, or that liquids can never become tummy Mahatayda, a Rishon or a Sheni. So, what's this going on, Meir and Rabbi Yosi? We learn Sufik Mashkin, if you have a question mark regarding liquids, whether a Tavadik person touched it or not, it's a lit Tamei, Tamei. The question is whether it itself became Tamei, will it be stringent? Because Sufik Tumer of the Torah, we are Machmir, especially in a private place. Oh, but the Tamei Achedim, you put some liquid on the tip of a stick and you move the stick about, you're not sure the stick touched something, it didn't touch something. So, it's a question of whether it disseminated Tumer. Then Toy. If it's a question of spreading the tumah to others, it is toir. Divrei Rameya, these were Rameya. Why? Because it's only a suffix to Rabbanon, and I'm lenient. Chen hayi Rabbi Lazar oimer kedvar, was the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, la kol tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's tumah to everything. That if you not only eat itself as suffix tumah, but if it's a question of whether it's spread tumah to others, it's also metamir machmer. We're machmer at all. He holds, and he goes further, he holds that liquids not only have the capacity to metame food, it has the capacity to metame vessels, kalim, which is another chumra that Yehuda holds. And if it's a suffix, since it's suffix in the Torah, everything becomes tamil. And we'll see more later, they all learn from the same pasuk. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, said, if the question whether it's spread tumah to other food, it's tumah because I hold that mashkin spreads tumah mahatayra to other food. So I think in the Torah, you're always stringent. But the kalim, if it's a question, if it touched kalim, mashkin touches kalim is tumah, but everyone agrees with the rabbanon. Not like you want to say, Rabbi Huda, it's mahatayra. Tahiri. Says the Gemara, so therefore that's what we're saying. Rameh holds that it's only Rabbanah, therefore Rabbi Chanina is saying you're elevating Rabbanah to the Torah, so Chametz 11 o'clock, which is Midrabbanah, and you can take the Truma Torah and contaminate it, and even though you're elevating to the Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no, a Mashkin touching others is Mahatayda, so therefore Rabbi Chanina's case, it's a question of Tamei Mahatayda lower degree to a Tamei Mahatayda higher degree, but in the case of Chametz, you're taking it to Rabbanah, which is 11 o'clock, and making it Asa. 12 o'clock, I'll agree with you, because it's Asa Mahatayda, but not 11 o'clock. That's how we learn it. So the Gemara, you just said, Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Meir. That what? That it's that Mashkin is only Tami itself and not Metame others. But Tani, we learned Rabbi Lazar Oimer ain't Tumul Mashkin Kolikin. He holds that Mashkin not only is not Metame others Mahatayra, which I agree with Rabbi Meir, but you, Rabbi Meir, hold that it itself is Tami Mahatayra, and therefore Safik, you're Machme, you're stringent. I hold that even Mashkin itself does not come Tami Mahatayra. Tayla, I'll prove it to you, Shari, hey, Yosef ben Yezer, hang my brachas. Yosef ben Yezer testified. Each Tzreda from the city of Tzreda, Al-Ayil Kam Tzedoch, and he said regarding a certain kind of a locust, that it's Toyer, a species called Ayil Kam Tzedoch, and about Mashkin based Mitbechaya, about liquids found in the base of Migdash roaming around, Dochin, that it is pure. Well, that's what the whole next Gemara is all about. Why in the base of Migdash pure? Because generally, anything which is awesome, the Rabbanon, most Rabbanon we had in the end of Erevin, we do not prohibit inside the base of Migdash, because Kainim were very careful, we're not concerned. So therefore, when we say that the testimony was that the blood, whatever the liquid was, cannot be contaminated, means it cannot contaminate others, because that's the Rabbanon, but it itself becomes Tameh, even in the Beis HaMikdash. We're just talking about generating, disseminating tumor outside. Since it's under Rabbanon, in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't do that, everything is fine. So Rabbi Lazar holds exactly like Meir, that the Mashkin it itself becomes Tameh from the Tetis, so if we don't know, we Machmir, but Tameh others, it's under Rabbanon. Avot Tumas Atzman Yeshlen, but they have their own Tumah, the Shapit, then Rabbi Lazar and Meir are saying the same thing. Elul Rab, who learned Amad Dachim Mamish, that not only the Mashkin is not Mitame others, but it itself is also. But it itself also is only mid Rabbanon, and therefore in the base of Migdash it is toy. And that's, and so how can Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, who's the one who's saying this, how can he agree with Meir? Meir says that Mashkin itself is Tami Mahatar, and therefore we're Machmir. And Rabbi Lazar holds that Mashkin itself is only mid Rabbanon. My equal men boring to say, when we say Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rameh, we meant only on one point. On the point regarding generating tumah to others, if it's a suffix, we're lenient. But regarding it itself, he argues with Rameh. Rameh holds we're stringent because it's Mahatayra, and Rabbi Lazar holds we're lenient because it's Rabban. Says the Gemara, but it says clearly, kidvarav kama. It says Rabbi Lazar agrees kidvarav in plural, which l'chayda means he covers both points, not just one. And it says, and likewise. Likewise means in every respect. Kasha, you're right. I have a problem with Rabbi Lazar according to Rav's version. Okay. We'll stop over here.